Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the chick with the candlestick, the lady with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am. Hello.
All right, so we're on the podcast, and earlier on we were live. We're on live now, actually. But if you listen to the podcast, it'll be later. So we were live on Facebook, on facebook.com/VoxMarkets. And you can catch us there. And Nick goes through the charts as we see them. Someone actually DM'd me, private messaged me on Vox Markets and said, can you explain Fibonacci's? And I did say to them, well, Nick's got her own little sort of class. She does. On her Facebook page, and so she, I assume you do all that. We go through the basics, but
I do, yeah.
But Fibonacci, it works off the Fibonacci ratio, doesn't it? Which is the golden ratio,
yeah.
Isn't that right? And it exists in nature, doesn't it? The Fibonacci ratio. It's like everything, sort of in honeycombs, everything. You know, the ratio. I mean,
exactly. So the Fibonacci, when you look up Fibonacci numbers, you'll get a sequence of numbers, and you'll go, "What the hell? This is nothing related to what."
Charts.
She's doing in her trading, exactly. Yeah. And we're talking about the Fibonacci numbers are a sequence of magical numbers. And the Fibonacci ratios that we use are the ratios between those numbers. So they say that the ratios between those numbers are relevant and they work really well. So when we use them for retracements or projections, they're the same as the ratios between those Fibonacci numbers in a sequence. And on almost every trading platform, you will find a Fibonacci tool. And there are some really, you know, common, well-used ones, the 61.8 and the 1.618 Fibonacci retracements are really, you know, big deal numbers. And so, and, you know, if go to YouTube or go to, you know, Baby Pits, which I love, or come to my class and learn from me. But, yeah, all of those places you can learn how to use them.
Fibonacci. Okay, let's look at the first
Fibonacci.
Chart. The first chart is a request. It's Empyrean Energy. That's EME on the chart. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
So for today on EME, we are looking at a weekly chart for relevance because I think the weekly chart is really important to look at for this chart. You can see that we had a really sharp sell-off in 2016 in October, and we dropped below the 2009 lows in this stock. And then we had a really long weekly battle to get it back. But then in January, we popped up back above that 2009 low. So we closed 2016 on the level, which made it more important. 2017, we closed above it, we dipped back, retested it, then went sideways, and then boom, we've had this monster rally. What's really interesting about this monster rally that we had is in July, at the start of July, we got above the weekly 200 moving average, and we got above all of, you know, we got above the 2015 highs and the 2016 highs. Since then, we've had a couple of weeks of sideways. I would like to see a pullback to retest those highs and retest this 200 moving average. And for us, that means coming back to around potentially 9.44 down to 8.3. So between 9.4 and 8.3, I think that is a screaming buy. You know, we're super overbought, even on the weekly, we're overbought. The RSI, you know, is still at 77. So we're too high. We need to come back, and that would be a great level to buy. This one should continue higher. We've made, you know, from the 2009 high, we've made a perfect ABC corrective move lower in this one.
What are you looking at there? Is that a weekly chart, is it, on EME?
Yeah, a weekly chart of Empyrean Energy PLC.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
So that's the weekly chart. So how do we get in on that on the daily? You can see this consolidation that we've got, that we're going sideways on the daily. If that breaks higher, then all well and good. But if we see that that sort of 10 support level breaks, then I think between 8.3, as I said, and sort of 9.1 is really good support to buy.
All right, marvelous stuff. That is the same chart as me, but mine looks different for some reason. That gap there, what date is that? That gap you've got in that chart, the big gap down. What date is that?
October of 2016.
October 2016? Where is that then? I haven't got that on my chart. Why is that?
That gap lower.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
If you look at it on a weekly, it's not a gap.
Oh, okay. Well, it's, okay, marvellous.
It's just a sharp sell-off.
What price do you have at the moment on that?
10.78.
Yeah, 10.75. Okay, cool. All right, let's move on to the next one.
All I'm saying is if we get a daily close below 10, mm-hmm. we're going to see a bit of a correction. There's really good support between 8.2 and sort of 9, and I would look to buy that.
Marvellous. Next one is Highlands Natural Resources, that's HNR. What do you reckon on Highlands, Nicolas?
I love H&R. I love the bottom. I love where it bottomed. For me, though, we've got to close above 19.69, which we didn't manage to do last week. But a close above 19.69 is my first Fibonacci retracement level at the 23.6. And if we can do that, then we will go to the 200-day next at 27.18. And should continue higher from there.
Marvellous. Okay. And the last one is Motif Bio, MTFB. Now, this is fundamentally, right? They've gone through clinical phase 3 trials. There's two parts to Revive 1, Revive 2. Revive 1 seemed very successful. Revive 2 is exactly the same, but they have to use different patients and a different geographical source there. So, but I mean, you'd think it'd replicate the results. So it's looking very good. I mean, they do need to, they've got some funding out the way here now. So you're thinking it should fly because their peer group in America, they're listed on the NASDAQ as well, are like 4 or 5 times plus, you know, valued more than them. But yet they're still hovering around this 30 pence, 28 pence level. So what do you reckon about Motif Bio, Nick?
We shouldn't just buy it on the NASDAQ? No, I'm kidding. Okay, the problem with Motif Bio is, I'm looking at the daily chart now, is every single moving average is above us. The 20, the 200 mm-hmm. is just above us at 29.60, the 20s at 29, and the 50-day moving averages at 30.50. So they're all bunched up right below us. That's really tough resistance to get through. We've got to push higher and close above 30.50, and then we're above all of them and we have bottomed. But at the moment we're held down by them. Every time we rally just back to that 20 moving average, we bang our head. That's what we've got to get above, and until we do, I'm afraid, like, the tone is still bearish and we should still look lower. So how much lower? You know, a little bit lower, around 24.20 would be a measured move support for me. So the risk is we do see one more push lower, but only above that, you know, a close above the 200-day and a close above 30 would be a really, really positive sign for this stock.
Marvellous stuff. Thanks for that, Nick. If you can put those on the company pages at Fox Markets, then and send me the charts as well. I'll put them on the blog at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.